scientists might have found a new way to fight white nose syndrome. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. White nose syndrome is a disease caused by a fungus that's killing millions of bats in the U.S. and Canada. John Palmer is a research botanist with the U.S. Forest Service's Northern Research Station, and he joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
You and your team have discovered that the fungus is highly sensitive to UV light. What did you find in the lab?
So we used a process called comparative genomics, which is kind of exactly how it sounds, is we compare the genes and the DNA sequence from the pathogen to these fungi that are non-pathogenic, and we look for differences. So one of the differences that we found was that the pathogen was missing this key enzyme involved in DNA repair. And without this enzyme, the fungus is unable to repair DNA damage caused by ultraviolet light. And what we found is that just with a couple of seconds of exposure of ultraviolet light, that the fungus was killed. And so this was very exciting for us.
What does this mean at this point, do you think, for our ability to help bats fight the disease?
I think it's another tool that could potentially be used to help treat bats that have white nose syndrome. And I think kind of the strategy that the white nose community is trying to rally around is we need to learn as much as we can about this disease, and we need to learn as much as we can about perhaps the weaknesses that this fungus might have. And this is one example that might have some benefit in the years to come.
And how do you imagine you might use this to treat bats in caves, let's say?
Yeah, so this is the challenging part of treating any wildlife disease, and more specifically with bats, is trying to get into where bats hibernate is very challenging. So that is a major hurdle we'll have to overcome. I mean, we initially thought that perhaps researchers or scientists could go into high-value target sites where perhaps some of the bats that are endangered are hibernating, and you could perhaps treat individual bats with something like a handheld light source. We've also discussed the possibility of maybe having light sources that are on the entrance or exits of the caves where they could perhaps treat the bats as they fly into hibernation. But again, we're at the stage of now we've identified this weakness in the fungus, and now we're interested in determining whether or not it can actually be a viable treatment option, and we're doing that, those studies still in the lab.
What's the outlook for bats in North America?
So right now, as the fungus continues to advance, it has reached 33 states and 5 Canadian provinces in the last 12 years. Millions of bats have died from this disease, and this is likely to continue to happen. On a positive note, there have been reports of quote-unquote survivor populations in the Northeast, and this is where white nose has been for the longest period of time. So there is some positive notes that perhaps some of these bats will develop resistance, or perhaps some of them natively have genetic resistance. But I think as a community, we need to continue to try to do this basic science, learn more about the fungus, learn more about the disease, and maybe we can find other properties or other characteristics that could be exploited for potential treatment options further down the road.
John Palmer is a research botanist with the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.